for the Sonny tonight, are they? The Sonny Radio Awards. They're going ahead without us. Remember that year that I think it was Man United didn't contest the FA Cup?
Wow.
They're going ahead without us. They're going to say...
Oh, the best breakfast show, by the way, is Radio Gloucester's Hello Gloucester. Oh, yes. And the best radio team goes to Capital Radio's Hey, We're All Mad.
They're going ahead with a Sony Radio Ball tonight without us. They're going ahead with that, everybody. That'll do. Yes, but, you know,
we'll sweep it next year, Dan.
No, we won't. No, no, they gave me one in 90... I was actually... I won Broadcast of the Year. Personality of the Year.
What year was that?
1992. It sounds like Miss Havisham, doesn't it? So in 1992, yeah, I won it. And I swear to God, I had this conversation. They said, you know, I was in Florida on holiday. And BBC, I was working at Radio 5 at the time, rang us up and said... you've got to come home. You've won the Sonny. Ah, very good. The good people at the Sonny. So people giving each other awards right up my street. So I said, yeah, well, there you go. Fantastic. Get it for us, would you, Jim? Left fellow called Jim Black. He said, no, you have to come back. You've got to come back. You know, the station needed the profile at the time. I said, I'm on holiday in Florida. You want me to come back to Park Lane and drink warm white wine with Jimmy Savile? That's not going to happen. He said, but you must. You've got to, honestly, because if you don't come back and show up, they may not give it to you.
You're joking.
Sorry, Tyler, I've got... All right, the show won't be as good if I don't come back and pick up the lousy award on Park Lane. No, that's not... Anyway, they sent a camera crew out. I was on only with Jonathan Ross at the time. They sent a satellite crew. Now, is this the sexiest thing of all the things I've ever done? I think touring with the Sex Pistols, etc. One of the coolest things was when they said, well, all right, then they'll send it... Could you do a satellite thing and accept it over the satellite? So I said, oh, I think so. So I wandered back out to the pool where Jonathan was there on my wife and weekends. John, I've got to pick up an award on Monday via satellite. Would you give it to us? And he had to stand there with his Sonny award and say, well, hello, everyone. Here we are in Florida. He beamed it back to Florida. Well, hello, everyone. Back to hello, suckers. Tough luck. And Jonathan had to give me an award while we were on holiday together. And that was your Sonny's. And they're going ahead tonight. They're going ahead tonight without us.
Yeah, Jonathan is nominated, by the way.
Of course he's nominated. He's nominated every year. He's only about 16. Any good at this. That's why I have to keep giving it to Radio Gloucester. To make it out. Oh, no, everyone's good at the radio.
I know. Well, BBC London does have one nomination, Charlie Gillett, who does a specialist music program on a Saturday night. That's a good show.
We'll take that home. But it's the fact they're going ahead tonight. They're going ahead in spite of the fact that we've popped up at the last minute. You know, it's like George Lucas when he released Star Wars just before the Oscars. That's exactly what it's